The latest meat export numbers show U.S. beef exports continue their upward path in August. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tsang looks at the international market to help that happen.
Japan doing very well, well over 50% increase. Mexico and Canada also performing very well. Korea has picked up a little bit lately. It was slow. They had a tremendous amount of indigenous production, which I think made it more challenging for us because the coffers were full. But actually, they're working through that. So I think the numbers look pretty encouraging for Korea for the remainder of the year.
Through the first 8 months of the year, beef exports are up 1% in volume, 10% in value from a year ago. But when it comes to pork exports, Tsang said we're down about 5% in both volume and value compared to last year's pace.
The Russian closure of the market last February was felt by us both in the pork and the beef complex, but definitely in the pork complex that impacted us because we were selling a considerable amount of pork to Russia. But the challenge also, I think, is in the Japanese market as well. We were down 14% there for this last month, and this is discouraging for us because that market has always been a very strong performing market. We have increased competition, and we're just going to have to put more money into that market to turn things around.
Tsang said challenges appear in many forms, including market closures and disruptions, along with international competition and product oversupply. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.